Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
What's happening, my cousin?
How we doing?
All right.
Can't complain at all.
Yeah, welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what name are we going by today? You have some nicknames. What's the name? What's the
moniker? Sue.
S-O-O-L. Yes, Mr. Sue here to talk about his brand, his vision, his mission, and everything else in between. What's going on, brother?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was checking out your podcast on YouTube. You got a good little thing going there. I like that.
Thank you. I try to drop almost every week.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm getting back into because I took a break. So with everything that's kind of been going on with today's world and society, I just felt like within my own personal journey and the struggle that I've gone through, that my story could possibly help somebody else. And it will only further help somebody to share my story and share my knowledge, whereas to be selfish and keep it to myself.
Right. Yeah, it ain't going to do no good. Just hold it in yourself. Somebody needs to hear it and how you overcame and how you deal with it, because ain't nobody talking about this stuff. Everybody keep it to themselves.
Exactly, so, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I was. It's sad, but I was on one of these social media platforms. They was talking about a young girl that was Southern University, I think. She was going to college, and she just committed suicide. She left a note on one of the platforms, and she ended it all because she just was going through too much, man. It's just sad to see young people just trying to end it all. And they got so much life ahead of them that, you know, that they're going to overcome these things that's right now temporary and stuff. And, you know, just sad to see so many young people trying to give it up.
And, you know, on that note, I can relate because I not too long ago tried the same thing. Mm. And the only thing that really took me out of that mindset, I just recently lost my mother in September.
Yeah.
So within that, and then me going through a divorce and all of those things back to back, it's just so much. And my mother was my everything. So the one person who I would talk to physically, mm-hmm, about all the problems that I'm going through, I could no longer talk to. So then I felt like I was at a dead end. I was at a dead road, dead space. And I'm just like, I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to go from here. And no lie, I also talk on my podcast, I also talked about feeling alone. And even though you could be surrounded by a group full of people, you could still always feel alone in some aspects. And that's one of my biggest things. Even though I'm surrounded by all these wonderful people, sometimes I still do feel alone. And the day that I disappeared, when I tell you, I've never had so many people worry. And that's but it showed me the fact that if I was to leave in that aspect, or if I was to leave this world, the impact that it would have on these people, that I felt like it wouldn't have changed whether I was here or not. So it showed me that even though that sometimes your mind will play tricks on you to make it seem like, you know, you're really alone, but you really have to look past that and look past everything that you're going through and see that other people have been in your shoes. Some people have it worse. And sometimes you just have to open up and just see and just feel it out. And that's one thing that I'm learning now as I'm, you know, going through my mental health stages and going through my journey and learning things to better cope with and not run. That was my biggest thing. I used to run a lot. But by me identifying it and knowing what the problem was, I was able to, you know, overcome it. And now I'm progressing positively better than I was before.
That's good to know, bro, because we don't need you to be absent. We need you here because you have a voice, and a lot of people need to hear that voice. You got the personality, handsome young fella, so we just need you to keep on talking, brother. You got to talk it, man. You have a purpose. You're here for a reason. And it's bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? So your voice right. needs to be heard, man, around the world. And thank God for the internet, because you can touch people in countries you probably never put your feet in, you know? So just your voice alone to travel and save people's lives just by your stories and your motivation.
And that's one thing that's, you know, and that's one thing not to touch up. And that's one thing that growing up seemed like that's something that's always been a big thing for me. I never really had some people find pleasure in receiving things or stuff of that nature. My pleasure has always been helping others, no matter in no shape, form, or fashion that it is. You right. know, if I see that you're down or you're not in your best spirit, I'm going to do whatever I can to help you get to that spirit. And that just does wonders for me, because I like seeing other people with joy, because joy is free. It's the right. best thing in life. Like, it costs you nothing to be happy. It costs you nothing to just have joy. That costs nothing. And just when you see somebody, you know, who is not going just well as yours, it's nothing to be like, hey, you know, I don't know what's going on. You know, you just seem like you may need a hug. You may need a handshake. You know, you may need someone to talk to. Right. You never know what that door may open. And I just feel like if you're closed off and guarded, you'll never know. And what blessing you could be towards somebody else. And you're so close to off like that. So I just try to be abundant and just portray my energy all towards people so they could understand that.
That's good. And a lot of people, like I said, they keep a lot of stuff to themselves, and that's how it bottles up, and then it end up attacking them, and then it's like, I'm out of here. It's like, we need to talk. We need to talk.
We don't talk about it.
Right. Holding it in, you just go crazy within yourself. So you need to talk, because somebody probably been through it, and it can help you get through that, you know, those little dead ends you run into in your head and your life and stuff, so... But if you don't talk, nobody know. You can be smiling on the inside, but your whole soul is crushed. And, you know, you're on the verge, you know, because nobody knows. You're like, oh, yeah, he's always smiling and upbeat and all that stuff. But deep inside, you're, like, dying every day.
And that's my worst secret. And that's my best poker face. And that's my biggest flaw. And the reason why I say that is because wherever I'm at, anybody who knows me personally knows that if that energy is not the same, something is automatically up, because I'm always smiling. I'm always energized. I'm always alive. So if I come around and I don't have that same energy, you're going to automatically know something is up. Yeah, so therefore,
I need to check on
you. To keep that energy up, knowing that you're not in a space or the mood for that energy, costs more energy, because now you have to double your energy. And it's just so time consuming. So it just... one of the days where you have to take back, recharge, and just get yourself back together. And that's when you sent me a post not recently, and I read it about taking a break. It was a mental health song. And lyrics to that song is so true. They are so true, because even when you feel like you can't afford to take a break, for your mental sickness, you need and you have to take that break. Mm-hmm. That is very serious, and we don't talk about it. Mental health is very serious, and this is the month of it. And right. We have so many suicides because of that, because don't nobody talk about it. Don't nobody want to get help.
Right.
So I just feel like the more that we do talk about it, the more that we do address it, I just feel like more people be able to come out and either talk to a therapist, talk to a friend, talk to a loved one, and feel right. comfortable in the space to where they can feel comfortable enough to explain, okay, look, this is what I'm dealing with, and I just need you to listen to me.
Right.
And just be a listening ear.
Right. And don't feel ashamed or embarrassed and stuff. And no conversation is... so stupid. It's not a stupid conversation. The only stupid conversation is the one you don't have. So you need to have these conversations, man.
Correct.
Talking is power. And then, you know, get around positive people, uplifting people. If you, you know, stay away from negative people or just people that just don't understand life. You know, find some older, wiser people or people that are just always upbeat and positive. So you had a brand you built. You're building. Let's talk about that and its origin and why you started it, and, you know, what's the meaning behind it and what you're trying to get across through your brand?
Okay, so the brand name is called Calore. The message is entitled, Kindly Asking You to Let Our Race Enjoy. That stems from everything that minority races go through, whether it's systematic racism, injustice. Every race endeavors some kind of racial injustice in this world. And the question begets, because not only do it happen to Blacks, Latinos, Asians, it's been happening, but now the fact that it happened on camera and police are still getting away with it, it's just the fact that nobody is saying that, nobody is doing it. Yes, we have our Black Lives Matter. Yes, we have our Asian Stop Hate. It's just, what do we do more than that. Like, we're just asking a simple question. Why can't we enjoy our time on this world while we have it? So therefore, I make caloric because it's not just towards one race. It's towards minority races, because minority races are affected more than any races in this world. And not to make it sound so hard one-sided, it's just that with all these minorities and everything that they go through, I'm pretty sure they just want to enjoy the time that they have on this world. But not, why not having to worry about the color of their skin, or not worrying about if they walk to a certain place.
Right.
They have to be stereotyped. They go into a store, they're being looked at as if, you know, they're going to steal anything like that. So my thing, my mission is the fact that why can't we just all respect each other genuinely and mutually, where we can have that equal respect to know, okay, I'm a human just like you are. And I feel like even though the Constitution is still, you know, 3/5 that we're not considered humans and stuff like that, only still going to be gas further, because until that is changed within that paper, right, the system is still going to be what it is. So I just feel color is a brand that where I'm trying to take it to where, excuse me, to where I can take it on another level, to where people understand that we're asking a simple question. The question is, can we enjoy our time on this world while we have it? Because time is the one thing that we are not guaranteed. Right. And we already have so many other things to worry about in this world. Our race and our color should not be shouldn't be one thing that we should have to worry about.
Oh, that makes sense. That's heavy. Deep. That's deep. Somehow we're getting a couple of little glitches with this Zoom call, but most of it coming through. So I can't fix the glitches, brother.
Yeah, I apologize about that. I don't know what's going on.
You got a strong
signal? Yes, sir.
Yeah, this little glitch stuff. I hate that glitch stuff. But this is some of the little challenges you go through with these remote calls, with these technologies.
Right.
Different internet, different cities and all that stuff. But, hey, we make it happen.
One day, you know, we'll make it to where we'll be in person. We'll have an in-person interview.
Yeah. We're going to use the tools we have to get it done. Yep. Cool. Lord.
Yes, sir.
That's one of your brand. I see you got it on the shirt there.
If you want to see, Instagram is Kalore Apparel. That's KAYLORE _ APPARELL. Our website is the same thing, KaloreApparel.com. We also have Facebook. I'm still currently working on the site. It's still in motion. But for everything that you need to see, the just up for what you need to see the most is on our Instagram and on our website.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. Check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Okay, and when did you originate it? When did you start the company?
We're actually coming up on our 1-year anniversary this week of May 12th.
Okay, congratulations. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
That's the hard part, the first 5 years, really.
Oh, yes. But you know what's crazy? It's not really so much that it's about the success that I was so much worried about, because it's crazy. A lot of people, you know, when most people start brands and start businesses and stuff like that, a lot of people worry about failure.
Uh-huh.
Failure was never really my fear. With my biggest fear was the fact that I wouldn't be able to handle the success of it. Wow. Meaning I wouldn't be able to keep up with the demand. So what I mean by that, to entitle to further delegate, is, okay, the brand itself is so powerful and so strong to where I feel like I cannot handle it, to where I feel like I would either have to resign or give it away, or you know, to the point where I would no longer be able to control it. And that was my fear, to where it's like, it would be too much for me and I can't do this. I don't know what to do no more. And like, it's too overwhelming. That was always my fear. And message behind Kalora itself, sir.
That's different. The think of that way, it's like, whoa, when it blow up, can I handle it?
Right, because it's like, me, I'm so headstrong. My work drive speaks for itself. It just, when I have a certain goal in mind, or if I have anything set in mind, I give it 110% all the way. So nobody's a bigger critic than yourself, but I am two times the critic on myself. I've always have been like, you can tell me, oh, it's not that bad, but to me, it's the worst mistake in the world, and I have to fix it.
Right.
So with my mindset being like that, and then now going from a worker's mindset to now being a business and leader mindset, it now becomes different, because now my voice and stuff fires other people. Now I have to be careful of which way I walk and which way that I lead, because now when I grow this platform, I would have younger people watching me. And so I have to become responsible.
Yeah, right.
And with that comes the great power. You know, like they said, Spider-Man, greatest movie, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. Right.
That's on biblical proportion.
It's so true, because that's something that, you know, within within a lot of our younger generation as far as my generation and old, so like as far as, you know, Steve Harvey's and stuff like that, like men of those eras,
right?
You know, it's different towards now. So it's as far as, okay, I'm sorry. It's been a long morning, so you're going to have to
take your time.
But with the age old difference, it's the fact, you know, with the age old difference, you know, of now becoming a person who has a platform to now lead and stuff like that, you want to make sure you do it correctly.
Yeah.
Because even the slightest, everybody's human.
Right.
And, you know, and we all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But it's like the magnifying glass is that much more bigger, because now you have a group. Now you have an audience. Now you have so much more influence on these younger minds, to where it's like,
watch every move you make. Every word you say.
It's like, okay, with that being said, can I handle it? And so with all that being, with that pressure, you know, it just, I had to reassure myself, like, this is what you asked for.
Right.
You wanted to make a change in the world. You know, you wanted to be known to make a change.
Yeah.
Can you handle it? And that was always my biggest fear. Can I handle it? So within the things that, you know, I've gone through and obstacles that I've overcome, I've seen that I can.
Right.
You know, it's just certain things that I have to do. And I will tell you, one of the biggest things to let go, male, female, no matter what you are, and this is coming from me because I just not recently learned it.
What?
Let pride go.
Oh, yeah.
Let the pride go.
Please. That's your biggest downfall. That pride destroys everything. Stay humble.
Excuse me. When I tell you, like, I'm not one to say this the most, but I'm an Aries and I'm pride driven. When I tell you I am pride driven, it kills me to admit this publicly. Like, it kills me to think that pride has really almost ruined a lot for me.
Yeah.
And that comes with relationships.
Everything.
Everything. Pride is really a bad thing. Like, it's just, you know, I'm going to say it's bad to a certain degree. Too much pride is bad. You can have a certain amount, but too much pride is bad. You have to know when to put it to the side. Just be like,
right. Just gotta have a healthy amount of pride, not an overwhelming amount.
And that's one thing that I'm currently learning. So it's just on this journey that I'm currently going on. It's just a lot of things that I'm learning that's putting into my everyday life that's helping me reevaluate certain things, how I go about certain things. I'm reading more.
Right.
I'm drinking more water. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing.
It's a process. It takes, you know, it takes a lifetime to get it, but you know, you can't snap your fingers and have it. It just, as you progress through
life. That was my biggest problem. That was my very biggest problem.
It's a process, brother. We're running a marathon, not a sprint. So you got to prepare your life for the marathon. That's the distance. The sprint.
And that's one thing.
You'll tire out.
From work.
Right.
Working in logistics, working in warehouse.
Yeah.
Because of production and, you know, tiring your body because I'm 28 years old. So doing that for almost 7 years, it's just like, man, last summer was like playing football all year round. It just.
Oh, I know.
And we doing this for 8, 10, 12, 13 hours a night. So, and it just like, it strains your body. So then you learn how to pace yourself instead of trying to
kill yourself.
Run so hard. Yeah, you learn quickly. Yeah.
I know about that warehouse.
Pace that body out before you burn up.
I did warehouse for 8 years. I know about the warehouse industry.
Ooh, yes. And I'm a man. And don't get me wrong. I love logistics, respect, and shout out to everybody who do it. Like, I love the feel. It's not for me.
Not for you.
I love it to death. Because I actually used to love to do the stand-up forklift. The stand-up forklift is actually my favorite thing to do. It's just something about it. Something about a forklift. You put me on the stand-up forklift, I'll get you a couple of pallets now.
Been there, done that.
I've done a couple of pallets. You know, it's time for me to go ahead and go for the day.
The electric pallet jacks, the sit-down forklift, the stand-up forklift. It's all about finesse. It's all about finesse.
Every single one.
That was fun. But yeah, so Kalor is off and running, and we're just going to keep pushing it until people open up their eyes and change their mentality and, I guess, and their hearts to one another, huh?
Yes, sir. And you know what's crazy? Because I be universal, it's the most beautiful thing. Sorry, I got a speech cut. It's the most beautiful thing because unity is such a big thing to me because I grew up so diverse. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, but for those who in the state itself, I grew up on the West Bank. And within the things that I've seen, the people that I've seen, and the culture that I've seen, so many ethnic groups and so many different cultures in one place. Uh-huh. And it just made me seem like we all go through the same thing, despite the color, despite where we came from.
Uh-huh.
We all deal with the same thing. Whether we deal with it differently or anything like that, we still deal with it. We just deal with it differently. And it's just like, why can't we enjoy unity and harmony and peace? So therefore, I came up with Kalor. And now I'm not going to lie. Now, the way that the name came about, because I always had the words, but the way that it formed. So for those who know me, like, I used to be real over like 4+. So, but the only thing I used to have for me back then, I used to smell great. Uh-huh. So when anybody used to ask me what I'm wearing, I used to say Kalor.
Oh.
They were like, that sounds fancy. That sounds nice. So anytime they look it up, you know, anytime they go to think about it, I bring it up. So then therefore they'll go see the website and stuff like that. Because I always had the word for it. I just didn't know how to really pronounce it or to really make the word really, you know, what's the word I want to look for? I ain't know how to bring the pizzazz to the word. Like, you know, because you could make any word and just be like, it's a word. But the way that word sound and then the fact that that's a message inside that word and it's an originated word, it just makes you look like, wow, like, it's a great sounding word. It sounds fancy.
Yeah.
But it has a message within it. Now, that's new.
That's the brand.
Yes, sir.
And we was talking
we're about actually getting ready to drop, we're actually getting ready to drop our link for pre-orders to our June t-shirts. So that way, because, you know, Juneteenth is getting ready to come up. We're actually going to be getting ready to release those real soon.
Okay. And you're going to have, we got a link for that? Or it's just going to be at the website? Same way?
We're going to have a link for that. We're going to have a link for that. We're going to have a link, and we're going to post it on our Instagram page. And we're also going to be doing $100 gift card giveaway.
Okay. Yeah, so they can find that on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Roger, Dodger. Yeah, so, you ready for this thing to fly like that?
I'm ready.
You know, it's a message, and it's like, it's not a fad, you know, breaking down the definition of it. It's not a fad. It's like pretty much a cultural lifestyle you want everybody to kind of get on board and support because, you know, we all need to get along, really. And, color of the skin should be the last thing on anybody's mind, really. Like Dr. King said, what about the character?
It really should, but the fact that it's not, it's the worst problem.
Yeah, it's kind of like elementary. Like, color. Okay, what's your character? What's your heart? Let's talk.
But the worst part within that aspect is because most of that is within our judicial system.
Yeah.
Within our justice system. So it's like, okay, when these kids get picked on, or, you know, when they're picked on because they was racist, or if they were, I'm sorry, if they was raised, or if they was bullied around people who was racist, or if they come from a racist background, that's all that they know. So it's all that's instilled in them. So, because I feel like this, and this is just my personal opinion, you know, this is not a fact. Hate is not something you're not born to hate something.
Right.
Hate is something that is taught. Yeah. So you're not going to tell me you was born to hate me because I was a different color than you.
Yeah.
You tell me you can't, like, you know, I'm the first person that you saw that was a different color than you. So now all of a sudden you hate me. You don't like me that much because we're not the same color. No, that, like, you wasn't born.
It's deeper than that.
That was taught to you. Right. So, you know, like I said, that is just my philosophy. That's only my opinion. But with color and with everything that stands for, what it means and what it stands behind, it's just the fact that, and that's why I respect the LGBT community so much, because of their color pride. You know, rainbow is a beautiful color because it's all the colors in one thing and makes something beautiful. So color is almost something in the same nature. It's just the fact that why can't every single race come together as one and be just as beautiful as the rainbow?
Well, you know, it's people out there make a lot of money off division. So it's a business. Separatism, right. Division, hate, all that racism stuff. It's people eat off of that. So if that stops, then they don't eat. So you got to keep that in mind, too. It's an uphill battle, and you just got to keep pressing your message.
But, you know, we never give up.
Right. Never give up. Never give up. But it's good to see young people catching on to that and, you know, try to take it to that next generation. You know,
we have to.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't need to keep bringing the past problems and the old hates and stuff into a new future, because it don't make sense. It's like break the, you know, what do they call it? Break that the
cycle.
Break the cycle or break the curses or whatever. Somebody got to do it.
And then what's crazy, because with the newer generation and the newer millennials, that's actually becoming a thing. Race is actually starting to become less and less of a real big issue. And it's more for, it's just like I said, the justice system, because now it's more of the officers, you know, and then you have your Karens and stuff of that nature, but it's more, you know, still those few whites that still feel like, no, we won't ever change. Like, we still going to feel we're superior than them. You know, this is still our America. So as long as you still have that narrative and people with those narrative, the world would never 100% fully be able to really coexist. Because it's just like vinegar. I'm sorry. What's the vinegar and oil? Oil and water, like how they just don't mix.
Yeah, oil and water. It's always separate.
That's just how it will be, like, you know, within like the next 20 to 30 years. Like, racism won't really be the biggest problem. Supremacy, problem. Racism, not so much. And the reason why I say that is because you see it nowadays that so many mixed races are becoming friends and stuff like that, to where the race is not really becoming a problem, but you still have so much of that white supremacy to where, as far as, you know, now we still don't believe in that. We still don't agree with that. So now you have that small community to where it's like, no, we're going to be stuck in this way. Our way is our way. And then you have the greater people that's like, okay, well, you can enjoy your way, but we enjoy this way better because it's better for us. We get along more, we get more done, and it's just so much more beneficial to where everybody is really resonating with one another instead of trying to hate each other.
I agree. I'd rather get along than to be fighting all the time. I'd rather smile and, you know, and encourage one another and just love one another as human beings, and let's live this life experience, you know, as greater people, not worse people, you know, or worse people.
You know, it all comes with the mindset. It definitely all comes with the mindset.
Right. So, yeah, we've been talking on this thing for a few minutes and stuff. Any more parting words or words of wisdom for the young? And then
as far as for the young, I'll say, as far as, like, mostly for my young males, learning chivalry, learning manners, because it's hard, especially for males without fathers or role figures, male role model,
right.
Those I have the most empathy for, because it's so hard, especially for those who were growing up predominantly around more women.
Right.
So like myself, like I was raised around predominantly women. So I was more like, my emotional level was way higher than my masculine level, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes
but
sense.
But within that, it's just as far as, you know, within far as, you know, when it comes to manly things or doing things that men are supposed to know, if you was raised by a community of women, how are you supposed to know how a man is supposed to conduct himself in manly areas, in right. manly situations, if you would never put in those?
Right, right.
So my young male is like that. And that's another reason why I also invented Calora, because like our bigger vision for Calora is to do community outreach programs, you know, boys and girls clubs, and more things to help our youth, because our youth is our future. And if we don't invest into our future, then what is the point?
Right. Hey, so do you have like if somebody wanted to donate or help support the that mission, the outreach and all that stuff anyway, I guess, can it get to you to the website or? I have a PayPal or something, you know, cash app.
I have not had that set up yet.
Okay, you can work on it.
I'm actually working on setting that up. You know, you actually did bring that to my attention, so we're going to talk about that.
Right. Have a donate button or something on your website or whatever, you know, in case somebody was on cash donate, then they might not want help in no other way, but they're like, hey, let me donate to that cause. I sound like a good cause. Throw some quarters at it or something, you know, help you a brother know, out.
I didn't even think about that, but
that's all right. That's what we're here for.
Because my thing has always just been to help others. So within Calora being the brand that it's going to be, and within the message that it has, it's still the fact of our youth and just, you know, our males, especially like, you know, minority males, young minority males have it the worst, especially, you know, their rural poverty. They're growing up in the hood. It's just like, it's getting worse because, you know, nobody's doing nothing for them. You're having all these young males having these kids, and it's just like, okay, I've just seen what I'm used to seeing. You know, if my dad did it, or if I didn't know my dad, or, you know, if I'm just used to this man doing this and the third, it just becomes, like you said, the cycle's not being broken. And that's one thing that me, like I said, growing up the way that I grew up, watching the Family Matters, the Fresh Prince, you know, those, the Cosby shows, like those are were the things that I wanted, you know, for myself. It's like, that's what needs to be brought back into today's society. There's not enough family oriented things. You know, yes, it's cool to have, you know, our clubs and stuff like that, but there's not enough family oriented things within today's society where we can come together as a family. We can come together as a unit. You know, everything is just so... And then now we want to go out to a certain place. You can't go enjoy yourself because now they have mass shootings or now they have... Like, so now it's like you can't enjoy yourself or your family because now it's the dangers. Now we have all these things to where if you want to go to a family event, you may not know who's there. You know, if you have somebody who's deranged or something like that, it just... So many different things. Not saying you should be afraid to go live your life, but it's just so many different things to where I just feel as if we need more positive influence than what we have. We need more. Not saying that what we don't have now is enough, but we need more. Yeah, there's never enough positive influence.
Right. I mean, and it's out there and stuff, but, you know, like the media and society, they don't highlight it or bring it to the surface, you know, but on like an everyday basis, like people like myself and you, I mean, we do it every day. We do positive stuff. We uplift our own people and stuff and do, you know, great things within our community for us on our level. But it's not on the news. You know, it's not in the movie right. and stuff. So it happens, but it's not elevated to, well, masses to see it. So stuff like this, we talk about it and join up with each other and just continue to do the good, you know, amongst our little sphere of influence. And
yes,
I mean, that's a start. And then it encourages other people, too.
Yep. Hey, we got to start somewhere.
Yep. So we're running down the last couple of minutes. The YouTube, let me see, your podcast. How can people find that?
The podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. All you have to do is search up Two Quick Soul. That's the number 2, Quick. S-O-O-L. It's called Soul Talk. I try to upload almost every week. My first episode is about feeling alone, mental health. My second episode is about family. And we're just constantly talking about, you know, everyday topics and stuff like that. It's a good
vibe, man. I was listening to it that when
you
I talk to you,
for yourself,
you know, I like it. I like it. You know. Yeah, the good
if
flow.
Y'all like it, you
good
know,
feel. Straight talk. Yeah, it's a good thing, and I think you need to keep doing it because it's gonna help some people, and you know it's gonna help you too. You know, it's gonna help you by helping people.
And you know, I've been nervous the last couple of times doing it. Like I'm nervous not because this is like real my first time doing a real interview. So.
I couldn't tell though. I couldn't tell on my end. It looked like you was having
like,
fun.
I'll be honest. Like I'm really nervous because it's just this is something that I've always wanted to do. So the fact that I'm really actually now in a process of doing it, and this is something that's actually happening.
You already started. Kind of now you just got to keep doing it. The hard part is starting it.
You know, yeah, right. So like you know, once I probably do like my the fifth one, I'm like, oh, you know, this is the breeze.
This
now.
This is what I do.
But,
this is what I do.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. So it's just like, and that's another thing too, because I do like to make others smile. Like I do like bringing out, you know, the joy in others. So. Right.
As a gift.
Me going out the interviews, and yes, I love it. There's nothing better than that. Knowing that you made somebody else's day just by doing what you do every single day.
And then with the internet, you can reach tons of people around the globe, you know, so you don't know where it's going to land. And it's always sitting there in the archive. So you might record it today, a year from now, touch somebody when they hear it at their lowest point and to save their life. You know what I'm saying? So that's how powerful your words are. It just,
and that's the point. And that's why I feel like we need to talk about it more.
Yeah. Don't stop. But let's wrap it up. I want to thank you for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast, my little cuz. And it's good to see you, you know, alive and well and smiling, man. Just keep it up. And, you know, like, sorry for your mom and stuff, you know, with that situation.
No,
but still, you the man to break the curse, you know. And something you said on your show the other night, you say I was more reacting to stuff in life emotionally instead of logically. I'm like, wow, that was heavy because, you know, now you learn how to act more logically without the emotion. It's like you came from an emotional family, and I can attest to that because I'm a part of that family. And yeah, they do act emotionally.
and
it's not good, man.
But it was the fact that I was able to identify.
Right. Well, you helped me understand it when you said it. I'm like, I never saw it that way, but you true. That's the truth. These people, that's our family. We love them. But, man, you got to break away from that crowd and save yourself, you know.
You have to.
Love them where they're at. Because that's a lot of things they're not dealing with, you know, on their personal level. So that's why it continues. And they try to pass it on through the lineage. And it's like, no, that's not healthy.
Right. And that's why I spoke about what I spoke about. And that was like, you know, that's why, oh, what happens in the house? No, because what happened in the house is hurt. And, you know, that's like how Tyler Perry's.
Right. Okay.
You know, to me in the house, it's telling me up in my adult life, I have to go and get help.
Yeah. Okay. We got to shut it down because the Zoom is saying I got less than a minute left. But I love you, cuz. And we're going to talk about this in the future and stuff. Other than that, have a great day, my brother.
No problem. All right. Thank you.
All right. Peace, bro.
Hi, this is Sue, and you're listening to Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Be sure to check me out at Too Quick Sue on Instagram, also Kalor Apparel, and make sure you follow our website at KalorApparel.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.